One of the events taking place at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver is the Cattlemen's College, and that is taking place out at the National Western facilities. And with me to talk about that is Tom Woodward, who is a cattleman from Texas. And Tom, why don't you first of all tell us what your involvement is with the Cattlemen's on the national level?
Chuck, thank you. Yes, this event is a grassroots event. We have producers that work with the Producer Education Committee, and then we serve several of us an advisory role to pull it all together. But our producers are telling us the type of things they want to learn about. And so back in the summer, we had an opportunity to present this idea. They really liked it. And so that's how this came to be this year, that we talked about low-stress handling of cattle. It is a very, very important issue for our industry. And Todd McCartney from Texas with Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers had put this program together back earlier and used it in Texas. And I thought it was such a great program that we wanted to get it before more people. And so by putting it here at our national convention, we get it more exposure for those concepts. And then you'll also notice today we're filming this. So this will be put onto DVD and be made available to a lot more people throughout the country. So we're trying to leverage this opportunity of having these great men together that really understand these fundamentals of cattle handling. And then hopefully we can use that in a lot more venues.
It looks like you have quite a crowd out here this morning. Can you tell us what you think about the interest and the people who have been here already?
Oh, I think we have probably as much interest in our college this year as we've had in a good while. I think the change of venue, the change of format, was really good for us. I suspect we're pushing nearly 1,000 people here for our college today. Of course, we're excited about that. And I think the people, as we go on through the program today, there's a lot more that they're going to enjoy and things they can take home and put to use in their operations very quickly.
What are some of the specific items on the agenda that they're going to be witnessing out here today?
Well, this first part was really kind of setting the stage. Joel Hamm from Texas was in the arena working cattle on foot and helping him understand the concepts of flight zones and pressure and how to take pressure off. And then we'll come in now and be working cattle with dogs, because many people around the country use cow dogs to help them work cattle. One good dog is worth a lot of good cowboys sometimes. And so our next speaker will be talking about that. And then the last person this morning, he'll be working horseback. He'll handle some cattle horseback. He'll rope a calf, do some things that are really interesting, a very unique individual of his understanding of cattle and horses. And then this afternoon, we go into some breakout sessions. Dr. Ron Gill will be talking about chute side manners. You know, once you get them caught in the chute, then how do you handle the cattle? How do you do the things that you need to do, the vet practices properly? And so we'll have that part, and then there'll be another session on animal ID, one on the on feeders and stockers, the packer game. So we have a lot of other breakout sessions this afternoon before we finish up. And then everyone from the college will get a chance to go to Cattle Facts Outlook. So that'll kind of wrap up our day as we get on in this afternoon.
Well, it sounds like a great program you've got out here. And reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.